it has taken me a long time to get to the point that I feel like I have really anything to say at all about mindfully coping with my own self-image or my own concept of myself and who I think that I am. From what I have read and from conversations that I have had, it seems like this may be something that is more prevalent in the Western world. However, I really have no way to know for sure. I know that after 53 years of life, there has been a tremendous amount of focus over the years, and within the last 20, I've been more aware that there has been a focus on it. I have been more aware of the fact that I have put a lot of energy and emphasis in varying degrees to thoughts that I'm having about who I think that I am, or what I look like, or how I appear to other people, or what people think of me. And that is probably the most important distinction that I can make, is that, and I do want to also preface this by saying that I am not saying in any way, shape, or form that it is wrong or bad to have a self-image or to have an identity of who we think we are and to have any concern about how we appear to other people, whether it's physically, whether it's psychologically, no matter what the case is, that is really something that I understand that is left to the individual to determine what they think is best on that and how much energy they want to pour into something like that and how much effort they want to make. And I'd say that the most important distinction for me is really just what I mentioned a moment ago, that all of the struggles I have had with self-image and also what I would refer to as distortions or a distorted self-image has been simply the fact that this is nothing more than thoughts that I'm having about myself. And to me, that makes it easier for me to actually break this down, and it doesn't seem so complicated. When I first started really taking a look at my own habits of mind regarding my self-image and my body image and what I think I look like to other people, it seemed like there was so much to it, and I felt like I was wired that way, that there was no way. And there again, those are nothing more than self-defeating thoughts. I really believed before I started practicing mindfulness 2 decades ago that it would be something that I would be wrestling with for the rest of my life. I also don't want to say or try to have anyone believe that I am past this or above this, because I am not. I will freely admit that even today, I at some point have had some thought, or maybe more than one thought, about how I look, how I seem to others, what others think of me. But the difference is that once, and that's really the most important part of this in terms of being able to cope with the effect of these thoughts and what it is, really understanding that they are just thoughts. If I am concerned about how I look or my body image or how people, you know, what people think of me, these are just thoughts that I'm having. I don't know, I can't really say for sure whether or not there are actual emotions that drive these thoughts. I've taken a long look at it, and I'm really not sure. There are definitely times where I can point to negative emotions, or even in some cases positive emotions, and see that certain struggles that I have, or habits of mind, or obsessive thinking, or being locked in a loop of overthinking something, can certainly be caused by emotions. However, this is one that I really just don't know. And at some point, I have gotten to a place where I don't really need to know. What I do know is that the concern about self, the preoccupation with self, my self-image, and how I appear to others is really just nothing more but it's been an infrastructure of thought patterns. and they're generally repetitive. It doesn't mean that I always have the exact same thoughts in the same order, but there are certainly an array of thoughts that I have on a very common basis, maybe even daily to a certain degree, and a lot of it is mindless. A lot of it is happening unconsciously if I am not setting the intention to be more conscious and be more aware of my thoughts. And it has really been freeing for me to finally slow things down enough in my head to see that these are nothing but thoughts. If I stand in front of a mirror and I'm looking at myself, ripping myself to shreds, metaphorically speaking, about how I look, the feeling of that is overwhelming. But it's really, I guess in this case, it might even be, it doesn't really matter, but it is interesting to look at this. Maybe in this case, it's the thoughts that I'm having about how I look or how I appear that generate or set into motion certain negative emotions. I don't know. But I do know that sometimes when I start down the path of this, that it's really being driven by thoughts that I'm having. And in a lot of cases, they're not rational. And even if they are, even if I see something about myself that I don't particularly care for or I don't particularly like, having these constant thoughts about it isn't really going to be the thing that's going to be best for me. If there is something that I really do possibly want to make some efforts to change, having those self-defeating thoughts is not going to be a really healthy way to ensure that I'm going to take positive steps to make any sort of changes at all. And this has really helped me to really unpack all this and understand that these are really just thoughts. If I am so wrapped up in thinking that someone else thinks that I am weird or strange or don't know what I'm talking about, or that they're thinking that something is wrong with me, or I'm thinking that they're thinking anything at all, it gets back to really the same thing. All of this, I really, first of all, have no way to know what anyone is thinking. And at some point, I found that there's just really no payoff. There's no win in it for me to try to find out what people are really thinking. It's more about how I can cope with my own negative thoughts that I'm having about myself. And when I can actually just be aware of it, and it really takes nothing more than just practicing being aware. And it will feel a little strange at first, because you will start to realize that this isn't as complicated as originally you may have believed that it is. And there again, I don't want to assume that anyone thinks that this is something that is very complicated or impossible or difficult to stop this process. And I know what it feels like to get to a point where you're just tired of feeling bad about yourself, and you're tired of all the negative, all the negative thoughts that you're having about yourself. And I know that the only way I can really ever put myself in a position to not do this is to really be more aware and allow myself to pay more attention to the fact that when I am having these thoughts, that I can't brute force myself to, I can't brute force this, the cessation of this. I can't necessarily force myself to stop having them. But if I am aware that I'm having them, it becomes very apparent pretty quickly that I'm bringing this on myself. I'm choosing this for myself. And that whether my thoughts about myself are valid or not, continuing to think them and to identify with those thoughts and to create beliefs that are based on those thoughts, and to allow myself to voluntarily put myself through a lot of negative emotions because of the fact that somehow I'm not happy with some aspect of myself, I'm really just doing all this to myself. It's what a lot of people refer to as an inside job. I don't even have to let other people make me feel bad about myself. And I realize there's times when people will make remarks about us, and it is very hurtful, and it doesn't feel good. But the amazing thing is, for me, when I have paid more attention to that, it's not even so much the fact that it doesn't stop there. If someone says something about me 9 times out of 10, if not 10 times out of 10, I'm believing it too. And I'm taking it to heart. So not only am I being hurt emotionally by what it is they said to me that was unkind, but I'm also saying it to myself in the forms of repetitive thoughts. And I'm thinking it over and over again, and I'm believing it, and I'm investing more in those beliefs, and I am investing more in that identity of this being the person that has this wrong with them or that wrong with them. And when I can start to allow myself to be in a place where I can see that this is just thoughts, that's really all it is, and that I don't know if they're true or not. And at that point, once, you know, just when in the very preliminary stages of this, you know, it would be really easy to fall into the trap of thinking that it's really important to know whether what I'm thinking is true or not, or what I think other people are thinking about me is true or not. But what I found is it really does not matter, because if I'm so wrapped up in whether it's true or not, it's just going to lead to more thinking. It's going to lead to more speculating, which continues to keep the mind in this almost like a constant, never-ending treadmill where I'm just grinding away, trying to find an answer to something that I most likely never will be able to find. And I most likely never will be able to really get that answer. Or if I do get it, I probably won't be satisfied with it. I will always doubt whether or not that is really the true answer, whether that really is the truth or not. So if I know that really this is just really a black hole that I'm going down, there's no win in it for me. What I want to do is I want to actually stay on the outside of that and just really work with my mind, because that's really, at the end of the day, all I really have and all that I really can affect. That at its best, my mental health really has a much better chance of being maintained in a good way if I am working with and paying attention to what my mind is doing, the thoughts that I'm having, the speculations, the self-blame, the habitual need to judge myself really harshly. So the best place for me to be in terms of a vantage point is really just standing as much outside of myself as I can. And it doesn't really take that much headspace to do this. It just really takes practice to get to a place where I can learn to witness my own thoughts. I can be a witness to it. I can be aware of it. I can watch these thoughts without judging them, without the need to determine what they mean, without worrying about why I'm having them. It doesn't matter. I'm just human, and we're wired this way, and this is what we do if we're not paying attention. This is what humans do generally, is we get really caught up in our thinking. We get really caught up in our self-judgment. We get really caught up in our self-inflicted feelings of shame and taking blame for everything. And I'm not saying that everyone does all of these things, but these are, you know, after talking to hundreds of people over the years about this subject, it is something that appears to be rather or quite universal. So if I can just really, you know, the idea here is, where do I want to be in terms of my relationship with my mind? I want to be in a place where I can watch what's happening, not get caught up in it, not reacting to it, not trying to change it in any way. This isn't a self-improvement program. This is just really staying with the thoughts that I have, taking whatever headspace that I can cultivate and utilizing it to pay more attention to the thoughts that I'm having. And all I really need to do is be aware that I'm having them. There doesn't need to be a lot of complicated analysis. It's just a matter of realizing, you know, there I go again. I'm standing in front of the mirror. I'm looking at myself. I'm picking myself apart and finding things to feel bad about. I'm doing it again. And if I am aware that I'm doing it again, there's a greater likelihood the more that I catch myself in the act of doing it. And the only way I can do that is by regularly practicing mindfulness and utilizing various meditation practices to calm my mind before I'm actually doing my mindfulness practice, so that I really can be in a place where I can pay more attention to the thoughts without being, you know, swept up in all the currents of that fast-moving river of these thoughts. I want to be in a place where I can have some mental stability to witness these thoughts. And it sounds like it's not possible, but I can truly say I've seen so many people do it over the years and have shared these things with so many people and have been able to teach certain people to do this, that it can be done. And there are no special skills required. We just have to be willing to want to sit with things that sometimes don't necessarily feel really great and don't always make us feel wonderful about ourselves. But at the same time, though, it's that work on ourselves or that work on myself that I know is really the only way I'm ever going to be able to cope any more effectively. And once I see these thoughts, all I really have to do is just realize that I'm doing it. And once I realize that I'm doing this to myself and that I really don't have to, that I really do, you know, I'm not forced to do this. It's the outcome is not determined. I do have free will. I can choose not to do this to myself. Then I can begin to have a little more space between myself and my thoughts. I can get to a place where even if I'm thinking negative thoughts about my body image or who I am or what people are thinking about me, whereas in the, you know, before I started working with these things, I would be crippled by this. There would be times where I would literally pick myself apart in terms of my appearance or how my voice sounded or whatever it was. And I could make it very difficult for myself to leave the house. I mean, I could make it to a point where I could talk myself into being in a really, really dark place where I felt so bad about myself, I didn't want to be around other people. And I realized this is an extreme. But I also realize that it is something that I want to be vulnerable enough to share because I used to be in that place. There were times where I felt so bad about myself, and all it was me doing it to myself with my own thoughts, that it was hard for me to live life normally. It was hard to be around people. If I really had to do it, I could do it, but I can say this for certain, it was not very uplifting a lot of the time, and it was not very life-affirming, and it was really something that I was just trying to rush through or hurry through so that I could be done with it and go back to being by myself. And a lot of times, being by myself wasn't any easier, because when I'm by myself and I'm thinking this way and I'm buying into these self-defeating thoughts and these self-deprecating thoughts, I'm not really necessarily very wonderful or fun to be around either, because I'm the person that's thinking all these negative thoughts about myself. So I really wanted to share what it does feel like when we take these things to an extreme. There again, there's no judgment. It doesn't mean that we're bad or wrong for doing these things. It just means that we're human. And the idea here is if we are tired of feeling this way and tired of being overwhelmed with our thoughts about all the things that we think are wrong with us and all the things that we think other people think that are wrong with us as well, the only way I have found after years and years of trying so many different things, the only thing that has ever worked for me has really been to practice mindfulness, to be more aware of what I'm thinking, to get to a place where just because I think something doesn't mean it's so. And I realize critical thinking definitely has its place, and there are times for that, but I don't think critical thinking has anything to do with being locked in a loop of self-defeating thoughts and self-deprecating thoughts and tearing myself down emotionally about what I think is wrong with me to the point that I really can't cope with life or be in life and really and be with people in the moment as things are happening, because I am literally putting myself in a position where I can't do that. And I realize there's no point to that other than the fact that it's a mindless habit. The only justification I could possibly have for continuing to do that and to buy into those thoughts and beliefs that come from that is it's what I've always done. And I've never been able to figure out a way to stop it or change it. The interesting thing is that, and it's something that I definitely want to be very upfront about it, you know, just because I'm being aware, just because I'm practicing mindfulness, never will ensure or guarantee that I'm not going to have these thoughts anymore. And really, at the end of the day, I don't know anything that will actually change that. But what I do know is that the more that I am aware of the fact that I'm doing it, the more that I will get to a place where when it happens, I can suffer for a much shorter period of time, because I may not catch myself right away, but at some point I will remember and I will realize that I'm doing this to myself yet again. And then I can just let go of the need to buy into these thoughts. I can let them just basically dissipate on their own. And it's just a matter of disengaging from the need to believe everything that I'm thinking about how I'm feeling. And to refuse to just believe these things because I'm thinking them. That's really, for me, that's no longer a valid reason for believing my thoughts about myself or anyone else or anything else. And I wanted to extend that. And that really the idea is to extend the same love and care and unconditional love to myself as it is to others. The same way that I would do this for myself, I would certainly do it for others as well. I don't want to be blind put myself in a position of being harmed. I don't want to just go around blindly believing the best about everybody. But I think I don't really have to do that. But what I can do is at least be open with people and do it in a way that is wise and that is, you know, in a way of actually, you know, doing what seems right and paying attention to what I'm doing and not blindly going around just expecting the best or thinking the best of everyone and just actually letting happen whatever's going to happen. And I'm not advocating, you know, blindly going into a dangerous situation, giving someone the benefit of the doubt, but it's more along the lines of just knowing. And I think that almost all people know how to really make these decisions and determinations in the moment if we just let ourselves do it. And if I can be more aware that I am thinking these thoughts about myself and that it is something that is very habitual, I also realize that I don't need to will myself to stop doing it. All I need to do is just put myself in a position where I don't have to buy into it any longer. And really, the rest will take care of itself over time. Because anything that we don't give energy to or don't really pay attention to any further, at some point has to run its course. And it gets to a point where it really no longer is an issue anymore. Or it may be something that comes up once in a while. But as long as I'm paying attention, if I'm actually, you know, quote-unquote, minding the store of my own mind, then I don't have to worry about this. If I can trust in my own ability to be more mindful and to pay attention, I'm actually doing myself a favor. And I can, hopefully, in almost all cases, if I'm aware, I'll spend a lot less time thinking these thoughts about myself or speculating about what I think other people are thinking about me. Because if I'm so busy thinking that other people are thinking negatively about me, I'm going to really take a defensive stance. I'm going to be really closed. If I think they're thinking something's wrong with me, then I'm going to think something's wrong with me, and I'm going to act accordingly. So what I really want to do is give people a chance and be with people and know that I'm not always going to know what they're thinking or what they're believing about me. But I don't think that it really matters as much as I have thought that it does. And that, for me, has been life-changing.